You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Our story begins with a boy named Raphael, who shared a room with his younger brother Shimi, who was only 3 years old. Every morning, when Raphael got up to go to school, he tried very hard to be as quiet as he could so that he wouldn't wake up his little brother. This particular morning, it was still dark outside when Raphael got up, so he walked over to his dresser, and slowly and quietly, he opened up the drawer and reached inside for socks. But he took one sock, and then another sock. For some reason, they weren't pinned together. So he took the two socks, and he went over to his bed very quietly, and he put on his socks, and he put on his shoes. Then he left his bedroom, closed the door very quietly, and he was so happy that he did not wake up Shimi. So he went into the kitchen and picked up his lunch and said goodbye to his mother and put on his knapsack, and he went out to his bike, because every day Raphael would ride his bike to school. Well, this particular day, when he got to the school, as Raphael was getting off his bike, and his pants, they rode up a little bit because he was lifting his leg to get off the bike, and then he saw that he had put a red sock on his right foot, and then he looked down and he saw a blue sock on his left foot. He had taken two different colored socks from his drawer, but he wasn't able to tell it because it was so dark in his room. Now, Raphael had a problem. The problem was Baruch. Who was Baruch? Baruch was one of his classmates. And Baruch was the kind of person that whenever he saw something funny, he made news of it to the rest of the boys in the class. He was not one to keep things secret. Baruch was not one to cover things over, to be quiet about it. No, that was not Baruch. Baruch was, it was maybe you could call him the funny person in class, and he liked it. He liked making jokes, and he liked drawing attention to funny things. So Raphael was afraid that when he walked into the class and Baruch would take a look at his socks, one foot had a red sock and one foot had a blue sock, that Baruch would draw everybody's attention to that, and he would make a light of it, make a joke of it, and Raphael would feel embarrassed. So what could Raphael do? So he pulled down his pants as much as they could. They barely touched went past the top of his socks. They barely touched the bottom of his the top of his shoes, so that you really couldn't see the socks. So he pulled down his pants and he walked a little stiffly because he didn't want to bend his knee very much, because if he bends his knee, then his pants are going to go up a little bit and you could see his socks. So he walked into class a little stiffly, not bending his knees, so that nobody could see his socks. So he passed by Baruch, and Baruch noticed that Raphael looked a little nervous. So Baruch said, "Raphael, is there anything wrong?" So Raphael forced a smile. He said, "Oh, no, Baruch, nothing's wrong. Good morning." So Baruch looked at him. "Good morning, Raphael." It seemed to Baruch that something was not exactly right. Anyway, that morning, Raphael decided not to go to recess. Everybody else went outside, and he took the opportunity to do his homework because he didn't want anything to happen in recess. Maybe his pants would go up a little bit, and maybe Baruch would see his socks. So he didn't want to do that. So therefore, he stayed in at recess. The only problem was he couldn't stay in for lunch. But he had to go to the lunchroom to eat lunch. So he kind of forgot about it, Raphael did. And then after class was over and he was ready to go to lunch, he bent over to pick up his lunch from the bottom of his desk, and his pants went up a little bit. And that's when Baruch saw the socks. So Baruch said, "Wow!" And the other boys in class, they hadn't gone to the lunchroom yet. And Baruch said, "Look at Raphael, a rainbow. So everybody looked at Raphael. They saw Raphael's socks, and there was some of the boys started to laugh. It was a funny remark that Baruch made. Of course, Raphael didn't think it was too funny, and Baruch laughed, and then they walked into the lunchroom. But Raphael was embarrassed. Anyway, one of the boys, Mordechai was his name, he was a friend of both Baruch and Raphael. When they got to the lunchroom, so Mordechai said to Baruch, he said, Baruch, I don't think it's so nice for you call attention to Raphael's socks. I'm afraid you might embarrass him. So Baruch said, I am the class reporter. I report the news. Whatever the news is, I report it. And then he started to chuckle. Mordechai said, you know, you can't embarrass somebody. And Baruch said, come on, Mordechai. It's all in good fun. Mordechai said, you think it's good fun. Raphael doesn't think it's good fun. But Baruch wasn't really listening. A couple of weeks later, the class was invited to the bar mitzvah celebration of one of the boys in the class. He was having a bar mitzvah celebration during one of the weeknights in a shul. And he was having a siyum on some mishnayos that he learned, and having a big party and the music. It was going to be really beautiful, a very nice celebration. And he was in a shul in another part of the city, and that's pretty far away from where most of the boys live. This shul was a beautiful shul. And the bar mitzvah boy's parents decided to have it in that shul, even though it was pretty far away. But since it was such a beautiful shul, and they had a beautiful hall, so they decided to have the bar mitzvah celebration there. So everybody had to arrange for rides to take them to the bar mitzvah celebration. So Raphael and Baruch, they live near each other. So Baruch's father was going to drive. Raphael's father was going to pick them and drive them back, a carpool to the bar mitzvah celebration. So Raphael waited for the ride. He was standing outside his house. And then Baruch came by. Baruch's father was driving. Baruch was in the car. Raphael got into the car. And then they started on the journey to this shul, which was pretty far away. At one point in the trip, not so long after they had already started, Baruch's father said, Oh my, he said, I forgot that I left my instructions, the directions on how to get to the shul. I left the directions at home. Well, I guess we have to go back and get the directions. So Raphael said, Mr. Stern, that was Baruch's father's name. So Mr. Stern, he said, you don't really have to go back because I remember how to get to the shul. Mr. Stern said, you do? Raphael said, yes, my father took me for a doctor's appointment to a medical building, which was very close to the shul. I remember how to get there, so I can give you the directions. So Mr. Stern said, okay, Raphael, if you remember the directions, that'd be fine. I don't have to go home. So Raphael said, fine, continue to the highway, and you go about 5 miles on the highway, and then I'll tell you where to stop, where to turn off. So they got on the highway, and they were going and going and going, and finally, after 5 miles, Raphael said, that you take a turn and exit 11, and that'll take you to Highway 13. So Mr. Stern got off at exit 11, and he went down to Highway 13. Now, there were two arrows. It was 13 north to the right, and 13 south to the left. So Mr. Stern said, Raphael, which way are we going? And Raphael didn't really remember. That part he didn't remember. He forgot that there was a 13 north and a 13 south. So he said, he hoped that he was guessing right. He kind of thought so. He said, Mr. Stern, I mean, go to the left, 13 south. And he was hoping he was right, because he was embarrassed at that point to say that he didn't know. So anyway, they were going down 13 south, and Raphael said, you have to take this about 3 miles, and then you make a right over the railroad tracks, and then you go for a little while further, and there's the shul. So they were going down 3 miles. They didn't see any railroad tracks. And then in 4 miles and 5 miles. And then finally, there were railroad tracks. So Rafal said, Baruch Hashem, he said to himself. So they crossed over the railroad tracks. And they went and they went. There was no shul. No shul. They were going and going. And 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles. There was no shul at all. So finally, they hit a bridge. Now, Rafal knew there was no bridge. So Mr. Stern decided to stop at a gas station and ask the person where the directions, the street where the shul was. The man said, no, you have to take 13 north, not 13 south. So Mr. Stern got back into the car. Rafal apologized. He said, I'm so sorry. They got to the bar mitzvah about an hour late. And when they came in, the bar mitzvah boy and the other boys in the class, they came over to Rafal and Baruch, and they said, where were you? Where were you? So Baruch felt that this was a good time to make another joke. So Baruch said, everybody, I've got news for you. Rafal is an expert in directions. He's an expert in the wrong directions. He gives the best wrong directions that of anybody I've ever seen. And the boy started laughing, an expert in wrong directions. So Rafal was very embarrassed, and the boys were laughing. And then they left, and they were going on this and continuing the celebration, the Bar Mitzvah celebration. Well, Mordechai was there, and Mordechai said to Baruch, you know, it's not right that you bring attention to mistakes that Rafal is making, and it's a very funny, but it's not so funny. And so Baruch said back to Mordechai, Mordechai, I told you, I'm the reporter. And Mordechai said, you can't be a reporter. What you have to do, if somebody does something that's embarrassing, you have to cover it up. Don't point attention to it. So Baruch wasn't listening. And time went on. Another few weeks. And then finally, one day the Rebbe makes an announcement to the class that there's a state fair which is coming to the city with rides and all kinds of different attractions and a Ferris wheel and all kinds of wonderful things there. So the Rebbe said, boys, he said, you've been doing so well, especially in Chumash. So he said, what we're going to be doing as a reward, especially how well you're doing in Chumash, he said, I'm going to take you to the fair. We'll stay there for a couple of hours. You can enjoy yourself. I already cleared it with the principal. And the boys are very excited. And the day came, finally, they went to the state fair, and they were enjoying all of the attractions and the games and the rides. At one point, the Rebbe says, okay, boys, we have time for one more game or one more ride, whatever you want to do, but we have to go back to the bus. We have to get back to school. So a lot of the boys, they looked at this Ferris wheel. Now, this Ferris wheel was gigantic. It was so high. It was maybe the size of a building which was 4 stories high, 5 stories high. It was a very big Ferris wheel. So the boys said that we want to go on the Ferris wheel. Baruch didn't want to go on the Ferris wheel. And Baruch said, no, Ferris wheel, that's for little children. Don't want to go on the Ferris wheel. You want to go on the batting cages. That's where you have to go. The ball flies at you 70 miles an hour and you try to hit the ball. That's what we should do with the batting cages. Well, some of the other boys, they said, well, I don't want to go to the batting cages. I want to go to the Ferris wheel. And most of the class decided, in fact, everybody decided, that they wanted to go on the Ferris wheel. The only one that didn't was Baruch. So one of the boys says to Baruch, you can go to the batting cages if you want, and then when we're off the Ferris wheel, we'll get together again. Now Baruch didn't want to do that. He didn't want to leave the class. So he said, all right, if you want to go on the Ferris wheel, I don't know why you want to do it. You know, that's for little children, but if you want to go, so I'll go with you. So everybody got together to the Ferris wheel. It happened that Baruch and Rafael were sharing the same car. So the man, when they got into the car, the man who was operating the Ferris wheel, he took the bar and he locked it by their stomachs so that they would be held in. And then he started the Ferris wheel going. And that Ferris wheel was going way high, way, way high. and then down again. And all the boys were enjoying the ride very much. They went way, way high. You could take a look over the trees. When the Ferris wheel, the car was at the top of the turn, you could see downtown even. It was a beautiful view. You could see far, far away. But then something happened. When the Ferris wheel, when Baruch and Rafal's car, or seats, when the seats that they were going, when it reached the top of the turn, all of a sudden there was a loud pop. And sparks flew out of the box, the electric box, where the controls of the Ferris wheel were. And then there was a smell of smoke, and the whole Ferris wheel shut down. All the electricity stopped, and all of the cars just stayed where they were, swinging in the breeze. So Baruch and Rafal, their car was at the very, very top. So Rafal was so happy about it. Wow, we get to stay up here, he said. This is great. He was looking at the view, and the wind was blowing, and it was so nice up there. So he said, Baruch, what do you think? What do you think? And he looked over at Baruch, and he saw Baruch. Tears were coming out of Baruch's eyes. And his eyes were all red, and his face was all perspiring and all sweaty, and he started to shake. So Rafal said, Baruch, what's the matter? And Baruch said, I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. I don't want to be up here. Baruch was scared to be so high. That's the reason why he didn't want to go on the Ferris wheel. That's the reason why he wanted to go to the batting cages, because he didn't want to go so high. He didn't like it. It made him very, very nervous. And now that he's stuck on the top of the wheel, of the turn, it made him very upset. And he started to cry. So Rafal said, Baruch, don't look down. Look at me. Look in my eyes. Don't look down. Look in my eyes. So Baruch was looking at Rafal's eyes. And then let's think about something that we learned in class today. And they started to go over some of the lessons that they learned in class today. And then finally, after a few minutes, they heard the whir of the engine. Somebody had fixed the engine. And then the wheel slowly, slowly started to come down. It didn't come down as fast as the other time. It was going very slowly. It still wasn't 100%, this Ferris wheel. But at least they got it to work to some degree. So it was going down, down, down. As it was going down, so Baruch said to Rafal, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? All of my friends and my classmates, they're going to see I was crying, and my eyes are all red, and my face is all sweaty. And I don't want them to see that I was crying. I will be embarrassed. So Rafal said, I have an idea, Baruch, I have an idea. So he told Baruch his idea, and Baruch said, okay, all right, that sounds like a good idea. So when the seat that Baruch and Rafal were sitting in, when it finally came to the bottom platform, and the manager opened up the bar, and they could get out, before any of the other boys who were standing there could see Baruch's face, Rafal and Baruch pretended like they were having a wrestling match, and it was all play, like a play fight. It was just playful. But Rafal got Baruch in a headlock. In other words, he took Baruch's head and he bent it down like that. He put his arm around Baruch's head, to pretending. And then Rafal saying, "I'll teach you to talk about my socks. I'll teach you to talk about my socks." And the boys were laughing. They knew that it was only play fighting, but nobody could see Baruch's face, because Rafal had Baruch's head bent down, and Baruch was pretending, let me go. But he didn't really want him to let him go, because he didn't want the other boys to see his face. Let me go! So Rafal and Baruch went that way with Baruch in the headlock until they got to the bathroom of the state fair. When he got to the bathroom, then Rafal let Baruch go. Baruch ran inside the bathroom and he washed his face with water until he stayed there a few minutes, dried his face off until he looked fine. And then he walked out of the bathroom, and the other guy said, okay, Baruch, let's go. The bus is waiting. And Baruch said, okay, let's go. And nobody knew that Baruch had been crying. Well, the whole bus ride home, Baruch was thinking about Raphael. And he was thinking about how Raphael was so protective of Baruch's feelings. Raphael was so concerned and so sensitive about Baruch's feelings, and that he was going to hide the fact as much as he could that Baruch had been crying. Raphael wanted to hide the fact that nobody should know about it. And Baruch realized that when it came to protecting Raphael's feelings, Baruch had not done that at all. In fact, he pointed attention to his socks and to attention to the fact that he didn't give, that he made mistaken directions. And Baruch felt very bad. So the next day in school, Baruch went over to Raphael and he apologized. And he said, you were much better to me than I was to you. I want you to know I appreciate it so much. And now I know what it feels like to be embarrassed in front of others. And I'm going to try very hard in the future not to be the class reporter anymore. Well, Baruch had an opportunity to do that about a week later. It happened that Raphael had bought a new sweater. And Raphael was in school. He was walking down the hallway. And he had left the tag of the sweater, of the new sweater. He had not cut off the tag. So it still showed the price tag of the sweater on the back of the sweater. But Raphael didn't know that. So used to be, and the old Baruch, he would have said something about the tag on the sweater and everybody would have looked. But now he was the new Baruch. After he learned his lesson, he went quietly over to Raphael and he said, Raphael, he said, when nobody was listening, he said, Raphael, you left the tag on the back of the sweater. So Raphael said, oh, thank you. And then right there he took off the sweater and he saw the tag. So he took off the tag from the sweater and he said, Baruch, thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting me know. And this is what we all have to think about ourselves. People's feelings are very, very sensitive. Not only should we not call attention to embarrassing things that people do, we should not call attention to it ourselves, but even more so, really the classmates, when Baruch was saying funny things about Raphael, the boys in the class shouldn't have laughed. There was one boy, that boy Mordechai, who said to Baruch, you're not doing right. But even the other boys, if somebody says something and that's funny, they shouldn't laugh anyway. And some of the boys really had felt that way. And some of the boys even afterwards came over to Raphael and they said, Raphael, I'm sorry I laughed. I know you're embarrassed. I'm sorry I laughed. Some of the boys did that. So therefore, we have to try very hard not to make fun of people. And if we see something embarrassing that they do, not to call attention to it. And if somebody else calls attention to it, not to laugh, not go along. Because people's feelings are very sensitive. We get hurt very easily. And in this way, if we can try to be careful about the feelings of our friends, then we'll be doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and we'll bring shalom upon the Jewish people.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.